and welcome to 5 Minutes for Earth with your host, Emily Brown.
And your co-host, Angelo Ramos.
So this week we're going to chat about electric and gas-powered cars, particularly which one is better for the planet. When I started researching this topic for this episode, I definitely thought that electric cars were the way to go and way better than gas-powered cars. And it turns out that might not be the case. It's a very controversial issue, but it's going to be very interesting.
Okay, so the pros of electric cars, you see, here's the funny thing. An electric car can save an average of 1.5 million grams of CO2, which that's pretty good. It emits less greenhouse gases, which burns a lot less fossil fuels. They usually work really well, and they're very effective at driving. They can be cheaper. You don't have to continually put gas into it, which is really nice because you don't have to change oil either.
Yeah, so the major con with electric cars is they still need to be plugged in. No one ever thinks about that. The vast majority of people who drive electric vehicles are plugging their electric vehicles into a power grid based on fossil fuels. So that, you know, it's still using fossil fuels, you're still emitting greenhouse gases. It's just, it's not as direct.
Okay, so it's still really bad.
Yeah, it's still really bad.
Huh. Elon Musk gonna have some splaining. That's not fair.
Also, the manufacturing of electric vehicles is a really bad issue. Fossil fuel cars and electric cars have similar, like, manufacturing processes. But the batteries are bad.
Batteries are bad?
The batteries are bad.
Fossil fuel cars and electric cars have very similar manufacturing processes, but the batteries are just so much worse for the environment.
So making a Tesla Model 3 battery at the Tesla factory is equivalent to the greenhouse gas emissions from driving the average gas-powered car for a year and a half. They are made of rare earth metals like lithium, nickel, cobalt. These all require large mining operations to get them. And that in turn contributes to greenhouse gas emissions and water pollution and, in some cases, deforestation. The average battery only lasts 10 years, so the emissions from harvesting, manufacturing, and replacing that battery add up, especially when you are still plugging it into a fossil fuel-based power grid.
Pros of gas-powered cars, right? Generally, they'll go further and last longer than an electric vehicle.
Like a Honda Civic that just lasts for like 15 years for some reason.
Exactly.
I don't know why, they just keep going.
But they mostly have bad attributes.
That's true. So the biggest thing that gas-powered cars do is that they just contribute to the most air pollution out of pretty much anything besides like factories, and they release greenhouse gases in almost all stages, and they're estimated to account for about 14% of greenhouse gases. That's a lot. There's a lot of cars in the world.
There's a lot of cars in the world. So they're both bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but I don't know, they're both really bad.
I
would say electric because it would just be like, oh, the future is now, man. And like, I don't know. But the gas-powered cars, they've just been around for so long, but they've also just ruined a lot of things.
That's true. So it really just depends on your situation, right? So one way to keep your carbon footprint low, you can buy a used electric car. You can buy a used electric car and get renewable energy to your house. So then at that point, it's charging from your house off renewable energy.
Okay.
So that's like the best option. But the fact is, most people can't afford to buy an electric vehicle and solar panels for their house that can
feed that. Because all of them are like 30,000 plus.
Exactly.
Which is terrifying.
Yeah. You can buy a used gas-powered car with really high gas mileage, and that can produce less greenhouse gases. The impact of that is much less than like a brand new Tesla. Used gas-powered cars with high gas mileage can be better than electric vehicles. Mind blown. Buying a used gas-powered car is probably the best option for the average person. Electric vehicles are really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
There's no like perfect option right now. There's no one that is definitely in all scenarios better than all the rest.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like new technologies coming out. So hopefully in the future, we'll have a really great option that works for everyone.
We can try to minimize those issues through carpooling as much as possible. Just like if it's like right there, you can just like walk there.
Exactly.
Just be more cost effective and like just efficient with your fuel use.
Yeah.
That would just help the environment a lot, actually. We also need to advocate for more renewable energy, which I think that would definitely help.
Yeah. If you could go somewhere and fill up your electric vehicle with renewable energy every time, then it would be way cleaner. No. Electric vehicles are not perfect.
They're not.
They are really not perfect.
They seem pretty cool, but I don't know where the door handle is on a Tesla, so let's just keep going.
Fact is, most of the time they do produce emissions.
Okay.
We all just need to drive less if we really want to make a big difference. And we need to think about our emissions and where we're going, if we really need to go there. We just need to be smart about using fuel and energy.
Thank you so much for coming on the podcast episode this week, Angelo.
You're welcome. This is lit.
Yeah.
Can I get another
one? It was very lit. Heck yeah.
That'll be a reoccurring star.
Come back next week for a brand new episode. This has been 5 Minutes for Earth with your host, Emily Brown, brought to you by Placer High School Environmental Club. Please take a moment to visit our website, linked in the show notes, or follow us on Instagram at Placer_environmental_club. Thank you so much for sharing our podcast and for writing reviews. If you haven't already, you can write a review on Apple Podcasts or any of the other platforms we're on. It only takes a few seconds and it really helps us out. Thank you. As always, all the information presented in this podcast episode is linked in the show notes. So if you want to check our facts, you can. A big thank you to all club members. See you next week. Bye.